All right, it's time to talk about the Super Bowl and the weekend and everything else. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Friday. Weekend is here. If you're in the car going home, it's definitely started for you. Let's have some fun today. Super Bowl on Sunday. Going to be a nice weekend. What's going on, Hoffman?
Hey, sports is going on, man. What's going on with you?
The same.
Good.
Sports, some stuff.
All right.
But mostly sports.
All right. It's
going to be a sportsy weekend. Are you glad that you can drink again during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I am. Last night was a good night. And honestly, so we drank three beers here. And I got to be honest, by the time I got home, I was like, man, I drank one beer, and then I was like, I think I'm good for the night.
Yeah.
So I had four beers yesterday.
That's good.
And I was good. I was okay for the evening. And now I'm sticking to my plan of I'll drink on one weekday,
yeah,
and one weekend day. And so now I'm going to take today and tomorrow off, and then I'm going to have beer for the Super Bowl.
I like that. So my plan is starting Monday, I'm going to have one day a week where I go out, like we go out for dinner or something, where I'm going to drink. Probably Thursday because it's steak night at one of our favorite places and I like to drink there. And then on weekends and that's it.
Okay. All right.
We're going to see how this goes. This will be a challenge. But I believe I can do it, sir. I have faith.
I believe in you, man.
I don't really believe in me, but I'll do it.
I do know it's hard for you to not drink.
Well, yeah, it is. But
because you're a sociable fellow.
I like to go out and do stuff, yeah. But I'm getting more and more.
And it's hard to hang out with people and not drink.
Yeah. And it's been, like, harder because, you know, the wife is getting so stressed out from her job right now. And then she doesn't get off until I pick her up most days. So she's been there, like, 12 or 13 hours. And she's like, let's go get a beer. So it's kind of, that's one of those things that I'm kind of glad, don't tell her I said this, just between us. I'm kind of glad she's going out of town for a couple weeks.
Of course.
Because it'll make it a lot easier for me to not have to not do that. Because it's like a random Tuesday. Oh, let's go do this. Okay. Whatever you say. And you can't not drink when you go out.
Right.
So it's, but that's going to be the plan. We'll see how it works. 713-780-ESPN is the number. Games on Sunday. You excited?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's the Super Bowl, so it'll be super.
Yeah.
What I do realize is last year, if you recall, I was very heavily invested in the Super Bowl outcome.
I remember.
And at about halftime of the game, I thought that I was going to be able to retire. And then the rest of the game happened, and I ended up making like $300 on the whole day when it should have been well into the four, yeah, almost five digits.
Yeah.
But I did every, like, I was so, it was a Falcons first TD, Matt Ryan first touchdown pass, Falcons first quarter, Falcons first half I was heavy on. And then the rest of the game happened, which it could have been worse than it was.
Yeah.
Because the game ended up being a push, which Okay. I mean, that's not the worst thing in the world, but it also could have been way, way better.
Yeah.
But this year, I'm still not convinced if I'm going to play the game or not. I don't know.
I'm going to monitor things. I think that New England money line play may just be my main play. I don't like taking that big of a minus, but I think if there's some value there, I might do that.
The one thing, and I guess at some point today we're going to go over prop bets. Is that on our list of things to do today?
Absolutely, we can do that.
Okay. What my betting strategy is going to be for the Super Bowl is I'm playing first half under, second half over.
Yeah, of course, I think everybody's seen that stat by now. The Patriots have not scored a point in the first quarter of any of their Super Bowls, so that makes perfect sense.
And one of the player props, well, I guess I'll save my player props for later. We'll talk about that later on. But
okay.
I just saw some news, Fred.
Yes.
From NRG Stadium Grass, who's been running the show host fight bracket.
Yeah.
It looked like, before the show, it looked like Lance Zierlein was going to knock me out of the bracket. Despite the fact he only has one leg.
Yeah.
But somehow I was able to come back and win. So I've made it to the final four against Sean Jones.
That'd actually be a good matchup. I'd pay to see that.
Yeah. It's a big boy.
So who are the final four?
Me, Sean Jones, and the other final, or the other semifinal, is Seth Payne versus ND Kalu.
No Ted Johnson in that thing?
No. Real Sean Jones defeated Ted Johnson last round.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I would have lost money on that.
Sorry.
Although, Sean's a big dude, too.
He is.
And he's still in really good shape. I saw him at Texas Mattress Makers a couple months back.
How big is he compared to me?
He's pretty big. I mean, he's like, I'd say he has a reach advantage on you.
Okay.
And a little taller than you.
Okay. Probably stronger than me.
Yeah, probably stronger. But I think if you got him on the ground, it'd be over.
Yeah, you think he's about that grappling life?
No. I think that's the advantage you have over almost all these guys.
Right.
So.
And I think the other advantage I have over everybody else in that bracket is I'm used to getting hit in the face. And I'm okay with it. I accept that it's a that's part of fighting, and I don't mind it. There was a long, like when I started fighting, I hated getting punched in the face, but now I'm like, okay, I got punched in the face a lot today, and that's okay with me. I think a lot of people, particularly, big strong people, they do not like getting punched in the face because most people have never punched them in the face because most people aren't dumb enough to go up and punch a big strong dude in the face.
True, that's true. Lamont brings up a good point. He has to be my age, if not 60. I think he's older than me. I don't know for sure. I'm pretty sure we could find that out, but he is a lot older than you.
He is 55 years old.
Yeah. Good shape for a 55-year-old.
Yeah.
But he's still 55.
So he's almost 20 years older than me.
Yeah. I think that'd be an advantage for you.
All right.
I think I'm taking you in this
fight. I've never met Sean Jones. And I don't have any, I have no ill will towards him, but I mean.
But we want you to win.
Of course. If I were, I feel confident, and I'm sure everybody else in the bracket feels confident that if they were in a physical altercation, they would win. So.
Well, I would feel confident with just about anybody except the four or five guys that I mentioned the other day.
Like someone,
Sean Jones would be one of them.
Someone told me that ND Kalu, I guess, heard us talking about this on the show, and I don't know if he like thinks that I said I would beat him up or something, like, or that I could beat him up, and which I don't think I ever said that.
I might have said that,
but I do like.
I might have said I'd take you to beat ND.
I also think that these guys kind of underestimate the fact that I train to fight every single day. Like, that would be sort of akin, and as you know, the Final Four is me and three professional football players. That's like if I just, I put on a lot of muscle mass and just talked myself out and just said, okay, now I can play in the NFL. It doesn't work that way. Like, it's at some point you have to know how to play the game. But it is a street fight, which does make it a little bit more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN.
Oh, Raheel says Sean Jones is a blue belt under Roger Gracie in the Bay Area.
Oh, nice. Now
I actually, now I'm interested.
Yeah, now I could go either way.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
At least it's some competition.
But I am a Carlson Gracie purple belt.
Okay.
And I handle my own on the I think I am a high level purple belt.
Well, you've won a bunch of grappling tournaments.
Yes.
You're what, 2-1 in the octagon?
3-1.
3-1, excuse me. Raheel says total BS by him.
Oh, okay.
Of course. Typical Raheel.
Thanks a lot, Raheel.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for that St. Mary's pick last night.
Hey, now.
Just want to give you some props for that.
Yeah, thank you, Fred. The five games that we talked about with Brad Powers yesterday.
Yeah.
My three plays, which turned into four plays, and two leans, which turned into one lean, went 5-0 last night.
Yeah.
Somebody said they hit a parlay of the five games and made like $2,200.
Jeez. Nice.
So, good job. I only have one play today. It's Harvard plus 1.5.
Okay.
Against Columbia. Harvard is my play tonight.
If you're going out to the track tonight, I tweeted out the races I like the best. The picks are on Sports Map. And the eighth race, that's a horse I like the best that you're going to get a good price on. So enjoy. There you go. We've given you gambling. All right. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. So, who is this, John?
This is AJ's.
That's what I thought.
These are my guys.
Yeah, that voice sounded familiar. I just wanted to make sure. It's a good call. 206 wants to know when you're fighting in the octagon again. I think you're retired this time, aren't
you? I'm done, yeah. I'm done. But I still train every day. I love training.
See, that's why I give you a big edge in this matchup. But, you know, everybody thinks former athletes are so tough, too. That's the other thing. They're not used to getting punched in the face or having their arms broken. But we'll see. Did you see, you were talking about your Falcons last year. You see it, Arthur Blank was pissed off over the Patriots Super Bowl ring because they had 283 diamonds.
I did not.
Yeah, apparently he said he took the loss in stride, but the ring stunt bothered him. He said he found it unnecessary and tacky. I said to Robert, you didn't have to do the 28-3 in the ring. It kind of pissed me off. Wah. Rich guys being pissed at other rich guys. I love it. My other favorite Super Bowl story from today is that Rob Gronkowski flying 69 family and friends to Super Bowl.
Yeah, 69.
It's a shame he can't play a position where he could wear that number.
I know.
Because that would be
so great.
It'd be so perfect for him.
Couldn't he just change to alignment and then just report eligible every single play?
Every single play. Yeah, I wish they'd get rid of the rules where you had to wear a certain jersey number.
Did you see the one of the dudes who that Nasser guy?
Yeah.
He went after him.
I like that.
I do too. I don't blame that guy one bit. Now, I would have been quiet about it. I wouldn't ask a judge for 5 minutes with him or anything like that. I would have just kind of snuck over real close and then gone after him.
Right.
Without any warning.
But he set himself up for what happened to him because he was like, I just want 5 minutes alone with him. And the judge was like, well, you know, I can't give you 5 minutes alone with him. He's like, well, how about 1 minute?
Do you want the interaction?
Yeah, we could hear it.
I would ask you to, as part of the sentencing, to grant me 5 minutes in a locked room with this demon.
I have
would
a feeling.
Would you do that?
That is not
yes
how our
no?
No, sir, I can't.
Would you give me 1 minute?
You know that I can't do that. That's not how our legal system.
Well, I'm gonna have to. I want that son of a bitch. Give me 1 minute with that pastor. 1 minute.
Relax, sir.
Relax.
Take it easy, buddy.
Just relax.
What if this happened to you guys?
Yeah, that's
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either.
Three daughters that this guy abused.
Yeah, but you got to not do it in the courtroom. The key would have been to do that, you know,
like on the steps when they're taking him out or something.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do it in the courtroom, though, you can't be standing there saying, "Give me 5 minutes with him." You know, you got to kind of sneak over there and then pound him. I would go to jail for that. I would be more than happy to if somebody did that to my daughter, and I could get to him. I'd get in as many blows as I could.
Yeah.
And then I'd spend my time in jail and I'd be fine with it.
Yeah. I feel like I was asking Tyler and Juggalo Trey, would it be gay that if you knew someone molested your kids, would it be gay if you sodomized that person?
Well, I would use like a plunger or something.
Okay.
Not myself.
Okay. I was thinking like the basement scene in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Yeah. But
like where Larry Nassar is Marcellus Wallace. He
would have the gag ball, but it would not be me. It would be like a plunger,
okay.
something that would hurt,
right?
Or okay. Well, I mean, a baseball bat.
Yeah,
I'd be doing some damage. I'll just put it that way.
Okay, I would maybe use one of those hammers, like a meat tenderizing hammer that's got like the sharp things on the end of it.
Ooh,
that'd be good.
Or just a pair of scissors.
That's rather small.
Small, but not when you open them up.
That's true. Like, how about garden shears?
That's better. Yeah.
Or who's the old Brutus the Barber? Remember he used to have those big giant scissors? You could use those.
Yeah, that would work. But I don't blame any dad for being that upset about this. I don't. And, you know, if that makes me a horrible person for wanting to see this guy suffer, okay, I'm a horrible person.
Yeah.
Because I honestly, all I could think about was if that were my daughter, how I would react. And I would react very similarly.
Yeah.
If you gave me 5 minutes alone with him, he wouldn't be coming out alive. I can tell you that. 713-780. Lance says he's a male sex robot. That's a thought. But it'd have to be one with a really gifted one. A really gifted male sex robot.
Right.
I'm sure that. Well, I think that guy's going to he's going to get his in prison. I'm pretty sure.
Oh yes,
he is so raped.
Oh, and he's a petite man.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun for him.
Yeah, if he were built like Marcellus Wallace, maybe he'd have a chance.
Yeah.
Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch? No. Does Larry Nassar look like a bitch?
Yes.
Yes.
Then why you want to treat him like one? So. A lot of good stuff on Sports Map today, including a really good column by A.J. Hoffman. So if you get a chance, check it out. We're going to talk about that today. Maybe we'll do that next segment. And then we'll do the prop bets at 5. We'll have R.J. Bell at 5:30, so just looking ahead. But A.J. ranked all of the potential cities for future Super Bowls.
30. And you're going to tell me if I was too high or too low?
Yeah, what we're going to do is you're going to go through them. We're going to reverse the game we usually play, where I ask you, okay, too high, too low.
This time you're going to say too high, too low.
Yes.
To my list.
To your list, yes.
Jong, are you going to play this game too?
Sure.
Okay.
Robin Carlin has a video up on Deshaun Watson, and he's ready where he'll be ready by training camp. We've got Jerry Bowe's Super Bowl 52 mega betting preview. So all kinds of good stuff in there. We've got the Harris County Houston Sports Authority's weekly insider, which is looking back at the Super Bowl being here a year ago. Boy, it sure seems like a lot longer than a year.
Yep.
So much has happened in the last year when you think about it between – you know, the storm and the Astros and everything else, it just seems like forever ago.
It's been a while.
And Charlie Polillo has his column up today as well. So it's a lot of good stuff on there. Disco says, I could just be getting soft in my old age, but that exchange made me so sad. Yeah.
Oh, the dad thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't even have daughters, but even if like someone did something to my sons, I would probably go to prison because I would just kill them.
Yeah, or your wife. I mean,
yeah.
That's the thing. I don't know what I would do in that situation, but I would hope that I wouldn't be able to get to the guy because I'd be afraid of what I would do.
Yeah.
And I think most guys would admit that. I'm not embarrassed to say that I would want to hurt that person very badly.
That would make me not friendly.
Mm. Ooh, use a sword.
I guess you could do that.
Yeah.
Use your sword that your daughter got you.
A samurai sword. Yeah, I could do that.
Is it curved?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty painful. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, you know, now somebody said, AJ, you were in the Army. Don't you have buddies who'd help you hide the body?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Hell, I'd help you hide the body if that happened. It's real simple. Just here's a hint.
I have a truck. I don't need help, honestly. I mean, I've got a truck. I've got some shovels.
Well, all you need is a boat and go shark fishing.
Right.
That's all you need.
I don't have a boat.
Well, you can,
but I know people who have boats.
You got, yeah, so there you go. A little shark fishing. Evidence is gone. That's it.
What's the Brazos Bend Park? Is that the one with all the alligators like wandering all over the place?
Yeah, you could do that.
I could play Weekend at Bernie's until we got to the park, and then, oh, God, he fell in. He got way too close to the alligator.
Oh, see, I'd make it fun. I'd go shark fishing and use certain body parts as bait. Just kind of, you have a little fun chopping them up, and then you throw them out in the water. And I'm completely kidding about this, so people don't be getting any ideas. You rarely do that. Well, people are making a lot of suggestions. The whole last house on the left with the microwave trick. I don't remember that.
I don't remember it either. I do remember there was something to do with a microwave in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I started watching? Is that Counterpart? It's on, I think it's on Stars. It's either Stars or Showtime. It's very strange.
What's it called?
It's called Counterpart. Have you seen the previews for that?
No.
I don't think it's something you would like, but it's kind of interesting so far. I'm through two episodes. So
I'm starting Dark tonight on Netflix.
Cool.
I finished Vikings. I caught all the way up with Vikings, which this season I'm not as crazy about Vikings without Ragnar, but still pretty good. It's not Ragnar good. And I'm excited to try this Dark. I've heard it's like a rated R version of Stranger Things.
Yeah, I've heard some good stuff about it. I'm waiting to see what you say about it before I watch it.
The only downside, I think, is it is
subtitled
in German. So, you have to, like, it's hard to. I'm a multitasker when I watch TV. I like to fidget and do other things.
Yeah.
When I watch these shows that are subtitled, I have to pay attention.
All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. All right. A.J. wrote an article today for SportsMap. You can check it out, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU, by the way.
Let me pull it up so I can.
Yeah, AJ Hoffman ranking all the potential host cities for future Super Bowls is what it's called.
I worked them because there are 30 cities, 30 NFL cities, because LA has two and
New York has two. Which also included Vegas.
Right. I did include Vegas. I didn't do Oakland.
Right.
Because, I mean,
right.
The Raiders will be gone by the time they can get a Super Bowl. So I said, okay, 30. If I did math in high school, if I divide that by six, it would make five tiers. I could have also divided by five and made six tiers.
Yeah.
But I decided to go with the first way because it was hard to come up with the names for the tiers. So I said, okay, I'll do five tiers with six teams each.
Okay.
And the first tier, the worst tier, is the absolutely not tier. These were the cities that I said, I've got no interest in going to a Super Bowl there under any circumstances.
Okay.
Number 30, I had Green Bay.
Fair.
You like that?
Yeah, no problem.
I mean, that's a miserable place, right?
It is.
If it were in Milwaukee, maybe. But it's not in Milwaukee. That's the middle of nowhere.
Right. And I loved your line about, I hope I don't end up on the next season of Making a Murderer.
That's what would happen if you were there. I mean, you know, who needs that?
Yeah.
29, Buffalo.
I just can't see that even where, as much as I like Buffalo, at this time of year.
It'd be miserable.
Yeah, there's just no way.
And plus, I mean, their stadium's like one of the oldest in the league. There's just no way it'll ever happen.
And Buffalo's downtown sucks. There's just nothing going on down there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll go with you on that one, too.
28, Baltimore.
That would be probably 30 for me.
Okay.
And I've spent a lot of time at Baltimore for the Preakness, so, yeah.
27, Detroit.
No complaints there.
Okay. So far, you're with me on this list.
Yes, so far.
Okay. 26, Charlotte.
I like Charlotte better than you do. I think this is a little too low.
Okay. That's fair. 25, and I know you like this one more than I do, Jacksonville.
Yeah, I think Jacksonville, I've really come to appreciate Jacksonville. I would have it much higher on my list.
Okay. I avoid Northern Florida like the plague. I'm out on that.
Well, is it really Northern Florida? I guess it is. It's sort of closer to Central Florida, which is kind of the good area.
I guess it's more north Florida.
Yeah, it's probably closer to... It's closer to Georgia.
Okay,
yeah.
So that was my first tier.
All right.
That's the no way, no how tier. The next tier is the I'm sure it's nice, but I'll pass tier, which means these aren't crap hole cities necessarily.
Right.
They're just not a place I want to go spend a week for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So 24, Cleveland.
Too high.
Okay, you would have had that in the no way tier.
Yeah, I would have had that in the no way tier.
Okay, 23, Philly.
I think you have it in the right tier.
Okay. 22, D.C.,
I would have that in the no way.
You can only have six in the no
way
tier.
I know, but I told you Jacksonville and Charlotte wouldn't be in there for
me. Okay, so that's your two that you would replace.
Well, actually.
Cleveland and D.C.?
Probably three. I'd have your number 21 on.
The no way list?
Yeah.
Boston.
Yeah.
Boston worse than Detroit, Baltimore, Buffalo, or Green Bay?
Detroit. I'll switch Detroit with Boston.
Okay, so Detroit goes into that. I'm sure it's nice, but I'll pass. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
20, Pittsburgh.
Fair.
19, Indy.
Also fair.
Okay. 18 through 13 was what I called the take it or leave it tier. Like, there's some things I like about this place. There's some things I don't like about this place. I wouldn't complain about it, but I wouldn't be excited about it. Number 18, Cincinnati.
Okay.
17, Minneapolis.
See, I wanted to be there this year, so
the more I look at this, people posting negative 7 degrees. I mean, blessing.
I don't want to spend the whole week inside. That's the other thing. That's the only real negative to this is you wouldn't be able to do much except stay in the hotel.
We would have been in a mall all week.
Yeah,
it just sounds miserable.
Yeah, I hate malls to begin with.
16, Atlanta. Hate Atlanta.
It's not that I hate Atlanta. It's just I have no use ever going there again.
15, Dallas.
Same thing.
14, Kansas City.
I like Kansas City better than...
It's a nice town. It's just not...
Yeah, I don't know how it'd be for... It'd be cold there, too.
Yeah. 13, Chicago.
See, now...
I love Chicago, except for the weather in February.
But I would put up with that because there's so much to do there. It is such a cool city, and I've really come to love Chicago.
I like Chicago quite a bit. Now...
It'd be like New York was, because it snowed the whole time we were in New York. And I'm sure it'd be a little worse in Chicago, but I would deal with that. So I'd have that one higher.
So 12 through 7 are the I could deal with this every now and again tier, which these are the cities that I don't think should be in regular rotation.
Once every 10, 15 years.
If it popped up every now and again, okay. Number 12 is Miami, which I know most people will have higher than me.
Yeah, I don't really enjoy the Miami experience. It's not my kind of city, yeah. So...
Number 11, I have Tampa ahead of Miami.
And I would not argue with that at all.
Number 10, I have Houston.
Yeah, I think if I didn't live here, this would be much higher. Because
I think so, too.
But part of it is wanting to go to a destination.
That was the hardest one for me to place because of that. Because I like to go try new things and see new cities and things like that. And I can't do anything new here.
And while we were here, we had to work harder than we do elsewhere because we had all these appearances and things like that.
And we had to park all the... I mean, it was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it was. Well, it wasn't for me. I just walked down to the Georgia yard.
Number nine, Denver. Again.
This time of year.
This time of year is not ideal. Denver's a great city.
Except you can go skiing and stuff. That would be kind of cool.
It's time to go skiing during Super Bowl.
That's true. Yeah, by the time we get out of there, it's dark. You'd have to go in the morning.
Number eight, I had New York. Another place that I love to be, but it's February is a little much.
Right. I would take Chicago over New York, but I have no problem with New York being in this tier.
Number seven, I have Nashville, which I feel like Nashville is the kind of place that could throw a good party. Like I feel like they've got it going on there a little bit. It's a cool town. There'd be plenty of stuff to do. There'd be music all over the place. I don't think they'll ever get one unless they build a brand new stadium. Their stadium isn't a high-end Super Bowl caliber stadium.
Since the 90s, right? Yeah. It's when they built it for the... Yeah.
But I feel like it's a good city. It would be a good host city.
I agree. I know that may shock you, but I completely agree on Nashville.
All right. Here's my they could have it here every year tier. Like they could keep these in like a rotation and I'd be happy. And Seattle, I probably would have bumped up the next category. Like, if I wasn't trying to keep it in even tiers,
yeah,
it would be in the I could deal with this every now and again tier.
Yeah, that's where I would put Seattle.
But I had them at six. I said it's my favorite city outside of Texas.
Well, and I'll flip-flop that with Denver, which is my favorite city outside of Texas.
The reason why I would rather be in Seattle than Denver for a Super Bowl, though, is even though Seattle's more north, you're not getting the same kind of cold there.
Nah, but you're probably getting crappy weather the whole week.
Maybe, but Seattle, it rarely snows. I mean, it might be rainy. Okay, I can deal with that.
I hate wet rain. I mean, cold rain, excuse me.
Number five, I had San Francisco, which I think I enjoyed more than most people in the media, but I think that's a really cool town. I thought there was a lot to do. The weather was perfect. I liked that place.
I liked it, but I would have it a tier below here. I'd probably put Tampa in that spot.
Okay. Here, the last four are the four that if you made a rotation and you said we can only do it in four cities.
I'd be good with this.
I think these are the four to do it in. Number four is Phoenix.
Love Phoenix.
Which, all the talk about weather, Phoenix, I think, is the ideal climate for February. Like, because San Diego doesn't have a team anymore, Phoenix becomes the de facto number one weather town for February.
The only negative to Phoenix was how far away everything was because we were out in Tempe, I guess.
Yep.
And so getting down to Radio Row every day was a pain in the ass. But I'll tell you what, the weather was fantastic. It's a great city. I got to go running every single morning while I was there. And that's a top four for sure.
And, you know, you remember, Fred, when we did when we went there last year for the Final Four, our hotel was right down the street from everything. So it can be easier.
It can be, although not for a Super Bowl. There's too many people. For Final Four, there's not as many. And their downtown kind of sucks. There's just not much to do there.
That's fair. But there's food there. The food there is great.
But I still would put this in my top four, no doubt. Okay. No doubt.
Number three, I have Las Vegas. I don't know how they would do because they've never hosted a Super Bowl, but everything is set up to have a good time there. Like, that's if you can't go to Vegas and have fun for a week, I don't know what's wrong with you. I think it's going to be a lock for the rotation.
I think it will be, and I think it will eventually be number one on this list.
Okay. Number two, New Orleans, which I know is probably your number one, isn't it?
It is my number one, yeah.
New Orleans is, for the longest time, it's been sort of the standard for the Super Bowl. I love it. I love the town. I love the food. I love the drink. They're always partying.
They know how to put on a big party.
It's an event city. It is a party-throwing city. Number one, I have L.A., because I think L.A. is going to be, they're going to have a beautiful stadium. It's going to be state-of-the-art. B, they've got everything you need. You know, they got plenty of hotels. Everything's put into place. I think the parties there will be out of this world because it's going to be the big celebrity parties. And that, I remember this when we used to go to the Rose Bowl there for national championships. The parties were out of this world. So I assume for the Super Bowl, it will be even greater. I've never been to a Super Bowl in L.A. They've had them there at the Rose Bowl and things like that. The weather's always great there. I think L.A. is a great town for the Super Bowl.
I went to the one in San Diego, which was fantastic. But I like San Diego better than I like Los Angeles. I would not have Los Angeles number one on my list.
Okay, but you have no problem with it being in the top tier.
It should be in the top tier.
Because there's no San Diego anymore.
No, and this is going to be the closest. But it won't be as good there as it was at San Diego, in my opinion.
Okay.
But I would have New Orleans 1, Vegas 2, with the possibility of that swapping here once they actually do one.
Okay.
Because Vegas is the same way. They know how to put on a party. They know how to hold events.
Oh, yes.
You have that NASCAR race there every year. They have every kind of convention. I mean, they could handle it, and there'd be plenty to do. I would probably, I'll take L.A. over Phoenix. I'd put L.A. third, so not that far down the list, but I think that it'll belong in that tier.
Jong, any big beef with my list?
No.
You're okay with it?
Yeah. Maybe I would move Cleveland up to the absolutely not, maybe.
Okay.
Nothing. I don't see any big glaring mistakes here.
Okay.
Okay.
You can read that. I wrote a little a blurb about every city why I put it where I did.
Yeah.
So you can read that at Sports Map today.
Yeah. There you go. All right, guys. Guess what? We got a game coming Sunday. Time to make some bets. MyBookie.ag is the place to do it. You can bet the game, the props, coin toss, length of the national anthem, how many sacks, whatever. They've got combos, too. You can bet on most sacks versus a hockey score. I mean, there's all kinds of great things on MyBookie for you to play. And if you join now, MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Oh, it's always more interesting when you got a little action going on. So just go to MyBookie.ag and look at all the different bets you can make on the big game. They even feature in-game betting, and I also play the ponies on MyBookie. So it's all right there. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print. That's mybookie.ag. Visit online, mybookie.ag, or call 844-900-BETS. Use promo code FRED, and your first deposit is matched up to 50%. That's mybookie.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Great content. We just talked about A.J.'s article. Got a lot of a lot of good stuff. Charlie Palillo's on there. Go check it out. SportsMap.com. And follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU.
H-O-U.
You know what I didn't find this week? Maybe I looked in the wrong place. Was our things to do in Houston this week on Culture Map? Did they not do that? Oh, here we go. I found it. Top 9 things to do in Houston. Here we go. We'll see how
cultured we are.
Yeah. And this is by Marcy DeLuna. In collaboration with the Dallas Theater Center, Alley Theater brings iconic statesman President Lyndon Baines Johnson to a Houston stage.
That's a no for me, dog.
The Great Society. Yeah, okay, we'll pass. Inspired by the hit movie starring Jack Black, School of Rock tells the story of Dewey Finn, a wannabe rock star doing time as a substitute teacher who transforms his straight-A students into an amazing rock band. The show features 14 new songs from Broadway legend Andrew Lloyd Webber, as well as all of the original tunes from the movie.
This is like a Broadway show, yeah, like a play?
Yeah, it's a play. I'll pass.
Pass.
All right.
I'll do that.
Okay.
I've done Broadway stuff.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, you're up. Mardi Gras Galveston. I'm out on that. I don't want to be around crowds. I've done that before.
Yeah,
that's a hard no for me.
I'm the same way. I think it'd probably be fun, but I'm not. It's not for me.
John?
Nah.
The future of food. Gulf Coast Food Project and Foodways Texas present the Houston Eats Conference, a 2-day conference devoted to exploring the origins of Texas Gulf Coast culinary diversity.
Where is this at?
It's at, What if it, it's 4800 Calhoun.
Hmm.
That actually sounds semi-interesting.
I mean, I do like food.
Yeah, I do too. I'll go ahead with a yes on that. Okay. I might do that.
I'll take a yes on that.
I'll
one.
Take a yes on that too.
Okay. Music icon Barry Manilow, whose
pass.
Career, yeah,
pass.
Stop right there. comedian Cat Williams comes to Houston's NRG Arena for a 2-night stint. Friday and Saturday.
I don't think I'd be down for that. I mean, Cat Williams is funny. He's fine, but
Cat Williams is okay.
Like in that big of an arena.
Yeah.
I'm like not, unless it's like somebody like Dave Chappelle or somebody like that. It's no fun for me.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Yeah, I'll probably pass.
Kid Rock heads to the Toyota Center. Songs on his new album, Sweet Southern Sugar. $772 per person for floor seats.
Wow. Kid Rock used to be like a man of the people, and he would like make his shows real affordable.
Yeah, I liked Kid Rock when he was rap rocking.
He was Bob with the buying.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be a cowboy baby.
Yeah, I
black chick, white guy. I'm not about the new Kid Rock. I'm out.
Okay, I think I might be out too.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
All right. shop for organic groceries, pick up creative gifts, find unique art, and enjoy live music at the Bluefield Market. You can take advantage of the free yoga classes and participate in friendly yard game competitions.
Where is this?
2619 Polk. It's right down.
Oh, Discovery Green, probably.
No. It's called Sports something or other, but it's where they have it's a bar where they have soccer and everything. It's Sports something with a C. I can't remember the name of it.
They have yoga inside a bar.
Well, it's a
outdoor area.
It's a farmer's market though that they have there during the on yeah. Sunday.
Ah,
we've actually gone to this twice now, so I have to take a yes on.
Do
this.
Do they keep putting this same thing on the like? Haven't they mentioned?
No,
this place
was they did a different one. They haven't done.
Oh, okay.
What the hell is the name of that place? I can't remember. It's Sports something or other.
Nick says Kid Rock is from Michigan. That's hardly Southern. Agreed, but the music that he was doing was like Skinnerd type Southern. It's Southern rock.
Yeah, yeah. He's turned into almost like more like John Cougar Mellencamp type rock. He's like all these American anthem type things. And then finally, watch the Philadelphia Eagles and New England Patriots face off at Super Bowl 52 at these six bars and restaurants where they get a list
pass.
Of the best six.
Yeah, I like to do that at home.
Me too.
Or some a buddy's house.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I think Jong and I tied this time.
Was it like a two?
Sports Creek. Thank you, Ashton. That's what it's called. Yeah, two. And AJ had one. So.
I mean, we're not that cultured this week.
No. We did a lot better when Eric did it. So. 713. Somebody just had Pete on it, Mardi Gras before. Count me out, too.
In Galveston, he got Pete on?
Yeah, apparently. Mm. Yeah, thanks for everybody who told me it was Sports Creek. Yeah, they got blue fields there. That's why. But that place is right down the street from me. We've only been there for the farmer's market, though. I haven't actually gone to have beer and watch whatever's happening there. Probably need to at some point. Hey, that's hour number one. We're going to do our prop bets when we come back?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's do that. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.